Now, what was your inspiration behind a guilt-free dessert bar?
Well, they say all good things come out of frustration, and I guess that's why I created the peanut butter bar. I sort of got tired of feeling guilty and trying to stay fit at the same time. So, you know, like all of us, trying to stick to some kind of a health regime, but at the same time, you know, absolute love for food and specifically for dessert had me sort of falling down the ditch every weekend and falling off the bandwagon and feeling extremely guilty every Monday.
Absolutely.
So that's how it was born, basically, the idea of sort of indulging on dessert that had some kind of a health a factor, or at least did it make you feel as guilty as, you know, gorging in, you know, copious amounts of gelato, donuts, milkshakes, etc.
Oh, my goodness. That is me every Sunday. I'm always like, it's all right. I'll start tomorrow. The diet will be
exactly.
good tomorrow. And two, I feel as someone who has a huge sweet tooth, it's really hard to stay away from the desserts. You can eat salad all day long and it's not going to satisfy any sweet craving ever.
Exactly.
How did you go about creating the menu? How did you go about deciding what to put in the dessert bar and how to make it healthy as well?
Well, look, to be honest, it was all based on my own personal things that I love. I mean, I've always loved peanut butter. For me, peanut butter is always the go-to staple, whether I'm hungry, happy, sad, after a big night of drinking, whatever. It was always that thing that you just pull out of the pantry and it always seems to make everything okay. I've always loved the flavor of peanut butter in desserts. And I guess people don't realize that the amazing health the benefits of peanut butter as well. So when creating the menu, we basically, the idea behind it was to re-engineer my favorite things, which I assumed were everybody's favorite things, like gelato and brownies and cheesecake. I absolutely love cheesecake. So it was just, you know, sort of getting people's favorite things and re-engineering them, removing the gluten, removing the refined sugar, you know, adding protein and, of course, somehow lacing peanut butter through it.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here salivated. I'm really, really excited about the idea of peanut butter in everything. I love peanut butter as well. How's the reaction been so far by the public? You've been open for 3 months now since October. What's it been like?
Amazing. The reaction, I have to say, absolutely overwhelming, not only from Australia, but really surprising. And something we weren't expecting was the overseas interest. So we were very fortunate to have some massive publications do stories on us from New York and from the UK.
Wow.
We were featured on UniLad. UniLad guys did a story on us, and you know, we ended up with 15 million views and 200,000 comments in like 3 days.
Oh my gosh!
So the amount of tourists that we've had over the last 2 weeks has been phenomenal. I mean, people are literally getting off planes, going to the opera house and coming to the peanut butter bar. So it's pretty cool.
I love it. And what was the decision behind the decision to open up in Leichhardt? Is it just that you found that would be the best place for you?
Look, I am from the inner west, and I don't know if you know much about Leichhardt, but you know, maybe 20, 25 years ago, Leichhardt used to be the place to be. Northern Street was quite iconic, and I've always had a sort of emotional connection, I guess, with the suburb, and deep down, it's our dream to sort of bring it back to its former glory days. It's gone through a bit of a lull stage, but we believe that it's very central to get to. There are challenges, obviously, with the suburb in terms of parking and whatnot, but we believe that it's time to make Leichhardt sexy again.
I love that. Make Leichhardt sexy again. That is wonderful. Are there any plans to expand the brand beyond Sydney?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, thanks to the international interest, to be honest with you, we're actually filtering through an absolute plethora of international inquiries at the moment to open from, you know, everywhere from South Africa to New York to Canada. Definitely looking at international expansion soon, but more so we're really focused on the Sydney market, you know, South Coast, Northern Beaches, the Western suburbs. We've had huge interest. We've got people that travel from all over the state and interstate to come see us.
So
definitely want to absolutely maximize the Australian market first.
Absolutely fantastic. Christine, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so, so much for joining us this morning and for giving me a guilt-free option for my brunch this morning as well.
No worries. Calm down. Check us out.
Thanks, Christine.